The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it has been written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. There's one last little thought for you for this season of Lent. Jesus says to his apostles, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." And one by one, the apostles all begin to question themselves, wondering, is it me? I sure hope it's not me. Showing at that moment a surprising degree of spiritual growth. It's one of the great paradoxes of the spiritual life, that the closer you get to God, the more likely you are to realize your own faults and your potential to betray Christ in an instant. So here on this last day of Lent, because tomorrow begins the sacred Triduum, let's ask ourselves the same question that the apostles did on Holy Thursday night. Jesus says, "One of you will betray me." Let's ask ourselves, is it me? Is it me? Answer, yes, it is. Judas Iscariot, of course, is the one who betrayed Jesus to the authorities that led directly to his crucifixion. But the betrayal of Jesus Christ happened at many levels by many, many people. First, consider the betrayal of the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people. They were afraid that Jesus' growing popularity would lead to a crackdown from the Roman army. It was the high priest Caiaphas who said it best when addressing the assembled Sanhedrin. He said, "Can you not see that it is more expedient for one man to die than that the whole people should be destroyed?" See, there's one kind of betrayal of Jesus Christ, isn't it? Choosing the path of expediency. How often, ask yourself, have you betrayed what's true by choosing what's easy and calling it good? Consider the betrayal of Pontius Pilate, the Roman procurator, supposedly a minister of justice, who sees Jesus on trial, and if you remember how the case went, washes his hands of the whole affair. He says, "I'm innocent of this man's blood," supposedly a minister of justice, absolving himself of the very justice he was supposed to administer. That was his betrayal, and ours as well. How often have you absolved yourself of responsibility as soon as that same responsibility became a sacrifice. Lastly, consider the betrayal of the other 11 apostles, not just Judas, but the other 11, all of whom ran away from Jesus Christ in his very hour of deepest need. They were not there when he was on trial. They were not there to come to his defense. Not even good St. John was there when Jesus needed him most. Do you know what you call that kind of betrayal? You call that a sin of omission. And we all do that several times a day. That's why we begin every Mass by praying, Lord, have mercy on me for what I've done and for what I've failed to do. When you gather for the liturgy on Palm Sunday or on Good Friday, you know, it's the only time in the year in which we all read the gospel out loud together. You want to know why we do that? It's because we all played a role in the betrayal of Jesus Christ. We all raise our voices in unison as we say, once again, crucify him, get him out of my way. But God is so powerful that he can draw good even out of the deepest evil, even when people deliberately choose not to do God's will. God can use even their deliberate disobedience as an essential ingredient in bringing about his will all along. Just like Judas Iscariot betrayed Jesus to the authorities, he became an essential ingredient in the crucifixion that became the redemption and the forgiveness of sins for all mankind. Jesus says, "My appointed time draws near." Interesting little tidbit there. The Hebrew word for time is moed. And in the Hebrew mind, that word moed has the sense of a divine appointment. It means that in God's purview, absolutely nothing occurs by chance. He draws good out of it all. Just one last little thought now before we enter into the sacred triduum. On the day of judgment, nobody but nobody can claim innocence in God's sight. We are all guilty of this man's blood. Whether it's a sin of commission or omission, whether it's a sin of weakness or deliberate malice, nobody claims innocence. However, thanks be to God, we can all claim mercy. God's mercy is always on offer, especially to those who least deserve it. Let his mercy be on us in abundance as we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.